This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its eastern coast in its second weapons test in 3 days that drew quick condemnation from its rivals. The weapons firings follow an intercontinental ballistic missile launch Saturday. North Korea's threats to take an unprecedented strong response to U.S.-South Korean military drills. South Korea said the two missiles were launched from a western coastal town, and Japan said the missiles fell into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. North Korea said it fired artillery with a weapon some experts consider a short-range ballistic missile. U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Poland on Monday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reporting.
President Biden will be meeting with allies to reassure them of the U.S. commitment to the region as Russia's deadly invasion of Ukraine reaches the one-year mark. As White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said on Fox News Sunday, the U.S. will continue its support of Ukraine.
We are going to stay committed to Ukraine going forward. And I think when the president, when you see him go to Poland next week in Warsaw, he'll make that case before the entire world and the Polish people.
The president has underscored his commitment to Ukraine for both international and domestic audiences, but it's a commitment that's testing the patience of a narrowly divided Congress. I'm Shelley Adler.
The amount of grain leaving Ukraine has dropped, even as UN broker deals work to keep food flowing to developing nations. This is nearly a year into Russia's invasion there. It comes after inspections of ships have fallen to half of what they were 4 months ago, and the backlog of vessels has grown. The Joint Coordination Center says Ukraine's food exports have dropped from 3.7 million metric tons in December to 3 million in January. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated against COVID has been in place nationally for a year, but some contend it's time to end it. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
An Associated Press analysis identified about 750 nursing homes and 110 hospitals nationwide that have been cited for violations of the vaccine mandate. Some nursing home administrators, like Tim Corbin with Truman Lake Manor in rural Missouri, say that's made it harder to fully staff and want the mandate gone.
For people to leave the industry is over a vaccine mandate. I feel that the care they would have provided would have done more good than the vaccine they could have taken.
But Dr. Georges Benjamin with the American Public Health Association says vaccine mandates work.
This is very important for both protecting yourself as well as your patients.
The healthcare vaccine mandate is scheduled to run until November of next year. I'm Julie Walker.
A sea of red balloons was flowing in the wind over rubble of demolished buildings in Hatay on Sunday, in memory of every child who died in the last week's earthquake. A group of volunteers led by Ogun Severo-Okor, a photographer initiator of the project, climbed up the debris and attached balloons to the metal wire sticking out from the pile of remains of the buildings. Rescue efforts in the earthquake-hit Turkey wind down Sunday, nearly 2 weeks after the country's deadliest modern disaster struck, with many praying only for bodies to mourn. More than 46,000 people have been killed in the quake in Turkey and Syria together. The toll is still expected to soar, with more than about 345,000 apartments in Turkey now known to have been destroyed altogether and many people still missing. Indonesia police say that they will escort back to Italy an Italian-Australian fugitive who was arrested on Indonesia's tourist island, the Bali, after 7 years on the run in connection with drug trafficking and organized crime. Antonio Strandio appeared on Interpol's red notice list when he was stopped and detained in Bali on February 3rd. The Bali police cited safety reasons in refusing to say when he'll be sent to Italy. He's allegedly connected to the mafia considered by Italian prosecutors to be the most important criminal organization in the Western world. Recapping one of our top stories, North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles now off its eastern coast in its second weapons test in just 3 days, drawing condemnation from all of its rivals. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.